US President Donald Trump has washed his hands of the Kurds, declaring that they're not angels and not America's problem as Turkey's invasion of northern Syria continues. Turkey's president has vowed to push on with his plan to capture a vast strip of Kurdish territory. Our Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from the Syria-Iraq border.
As battles rage in cities and towns only recently recaptured from the Islamic State group, Donald Trump has defended his decision to withdraw protection from the US's allies in that fight.
And the Kurds are much safer right now, but the Kurds know how to fight. And as I said, they're not angels. They're not angels. If you take a look, you have to go back and take a look. But they fought with us. We paid a lot of money for them to fight with us, and that's okay. They did well when they fought with us. They didn't do so well when they didn't fight with us.
Around 200,000 civilians have fled their homes as Turkey pushes on with its invasion of Kurdish-controlled Syria.
They have a problem with Turkey. They have a problem at a border. It's not our border. We shouldn't be losing lives over it.
Amid the chaos, some IS prisoners and family members have escaped. Mr. Trump blamed the Kurds for that, too.
Some were released just for effect, to make us look a little bit like, oh, gee, we got to get right back in there. But you have a lot of countries over there that have power and that hate ISIS very much as we do.
The UN Syria envoy, Geir Pedersen, has urged all sides to put down their guns.
We are extremely alarmed by the humanitarian consequences of the crisis, and that we today have seen already too many people killed.
The only person with the power to stop the fighting isn't interested in a ceasefire. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sounds more determined each day. Operation Peace Spring will last until we go down at least 30 to 35 kilometres from the border. There is no doubt or hesitation about this. We have no open doors on this matter. He says the only chance of a quick peace as if Kurdish fighters surrender their territory. Our proposal to solve the issue in Syria in the quickest way is for all terrorists to drop their weapons, destroy their traps, and withdraw outside of the safe zone we determined by tonight. Most of the fighting is at the western end of what Mr. Erdogan calls the safe zone. But overnight, Turkish artillery opened up hundreds of kilometres away on Kurdish targets near the Iraq border. The nation with the most leverage in this conflict, Russia, has said it wants to stop Turkey and Syria from attacking each other's troops. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov doesn't sound so concerned about the Kurds. He blames they and the United States for this conflict. This is Adam Harvey on the Syria-Iraq border for AM.